My story begins with my parents. As parents build a foundation for the new narratives their children will weave into the world. Like many other immigrants, both my mother and father moved from Korea to the United States seeking better educational and job opportunities. However, they did not come under their own volition. Instead, they came because their mothers and fathers, my grandparents, wanted to escape the current poverty of 1960s Korea to find more favorable living conditions in the United States. So when my parents started grade school, they flew to the United States and landed in California, leaving behind their home country and heritage. The longer my parents stayed in the United States, the more they began to lose touch with their original culture, and instead adopted the lifestyles of their peers. They became more American than Korean. This adoption of the American culture is particularly evident in my father. Unlike my mother, who grew up in Sunnyvale around a small number of Korean Americans, my father grew up in the inner city of San Francisco, surrounded by mostly African Americans, Caucasians, or Chinese. Without having Korean peers, coupled with a troubled family dynamic, my father lost most of his original heritage as he tried to separate himself from his family, even to the point where he could no longer speak the language. My mother and father's assimilation into the American culture sowed the seeds for my upbringing and my identity, as I would not have traditional parents to help connect me to my ancestry. I was born late at night on April 10th, 1999 at Mountain View Hospital. So late, in fact, that had I been delivered just 10 minutes later, I would have had my birthday on the 11th rather than the 10th. As the first child, my parents were unsure of how to expose me to the Korean culture. They spoke English at home, watched Star Trek, and went on weekend brunches after morning golf, while eating Korean food, celebrating Lunar New Year, and watching KBS, Korean Broadcasting System. In the end, they decided to keep the same lifestyle, and I grew up in a mostly American household, with only small hints of my original culture, such as a Korean name and eating Korean food for dinner. Beyond these small details, I was an American. Although I classify as a second-generation immigrant, since both of my parents were born in Korea, because they grew up in America, I am more akin to a second or third-generation immigrant. Unfortunately, third or fourth-generation Koreans are exceedingly rare in the Bay Area, and in California in general, due to Korean-American relations being relatively young. Because of this, a majority of my Korean peers are second-generation and have more traditional parents, and it is difficult to find others who have a similar upbringing. All my friends' parents spoke their original tongue at home, and they were able to pick up and understand their ethnic language. My parents spoke English 90% of the time, and so I never learned how to speak or understand Korean fluently outside of small snippets I picked up from my friends, extended family, or media. In high school, many of my Korean friends would speak Korean to each other to prevent others from understanding what they were discussing. Through the language, there was a bond between all the Korean speakers from which I was felt excluded from. The loss of my cultural heritage is the spark for my search for my identity. I feel a sense of unworthiness to label myself as Korean American, since I cannot speak or understand the language, and my knowledge on its customs and traditions are limited. At the same time, I grew up mostly American, influenced by the melting pot of cultures in the Bay Area, without fully identifying with any of them. As I grow mature, I will continue to wrestle with this question, as finding identity is a lifelong process.